Today's Tanya for the 16th of Kislev is in Ikuntis Achim, Daf Kuf Samach Aleph, Omid Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 626. The Rebbe Zal Gesundzein points out that the subject discussed in this Kuntis is the greatness of the mitzvah of tzedakah, and it should logically appear in the Geres HaKedesh. Why it appears here needs an explanation. The Rebbe also points out that the subjects discussed here are explained at greater length in Lakutei Torah, in Parshas Re'e, and in a Maimer from the Siddiq Rebbe from the year Tav Resh Pei Ches. The Maimer begins, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. In this Kuntis, the Rebbe, Alter Rebbe, explains how the mitzvah of tzedakah helps bring the bittul that every neshama has, the true bittul that exists in the chachma of the neshama, in the attribute of chachma. Chachma is the essence of bittul, because chachma is the beginning, the birth, before there's any logic, before there's any comprehension. And that is the level of bittul, and that it has to be brought, this bittul, has to be brought into expression in the pnimius halev, has to be brought down to the heart. And how does that come about? So the Alter Rebbe explains how tzedakah helps bring the bittul into the heart. Tzedakah kanachal eson. It says that the pasuk in Amos Seif Simon Hay says that tzedakah flows like a mighty river. Pirush, Alter Rebbe explains, according to Chassidus, the inner meaning of Nachal Eson, Kemeish and Nachal Eson, Hu Hamshocha, Hanimsheches Mebechinas Eson, just like Nachal Eson, describes the flow, the Hamshocha, of the level of Eson, Shehi Bechinas Nekuda, Beheicholo, Vetrein Rein, etc. The Nachal, the flow, refers to Bina. And Eson refers to Chachma, and Chachma is within Bina like a point in a chamber. Chachma is a Nekuda, just a dot, a point, and when it is in Bina, it flows in Bina, then it is the point in the chamber. The Tein Zeyin, and this combination of the Nekuda of Chachma in the expansion of Bina is called the two friends who cannot be separated, because Chachma and Bina are always together. Eson, and the letters of the word Eson, Aleph, Yud, Tav, Nun, they all indicate Mishamshes Laosid. They all, in grammatically, refer to the future. They're all future tense. As, for example, Echel, Yechel, Techel, and Nechel. So each of the letters, Aleph, Yud, Tav, Nun, all of them refer to the future. Pirush, and this means Ano Osid Lizgalya, that this revelation of the Nekuda of Chachma in Bina will be revealed in the future. Kameshikosuv Hine Yaskil Avdi, as it says concerning Mashiach. Yaskil Avdi, also in the future, so in the time of Mashiach there will be this revelation of Kanachal Eson. Hainu, and what this means, that at that time God and His oneness will be revealed into the inner nekuda of the heart. Al yedei hamshochas nachal eson, by bringing down this level of nachal eson, hu haoras chochme ilo, which is the revelation of Chochmah Ilah, the bittul from above, sheyoyeh b'pnimius halev, that it should illuminate into the heart, libotel b'yichudei yizbarech b'tachlis, so that the person, or the heart, should become completely bottled to God's oneness, me'umka deliba, from the depths of the heart, achrei hasoras ohorlo mitayves hagashmis. And this can happen only after the removal of the orlo, after the bris, after circumcising the heart from its its pleasure in physical things. And as we said earlier in the previous kuntas, that the pnimiyus ha-teira is the tainug of teira. The pnimiyus ha-lev is the tainug of the lev. When we take away the pleasure for gashmiyus, then the heart is receptive to the bittul of chachma. V'hine ato b'golus ha-cheil hazeh. Now also, in this golus, in the golus of this people, cheil means army, nation, yesh gamkin etzo yu'utzo. Even today, before Mashiach comes, in this golus, there is also an etza. There is a way to bring a little bit of this light from Eson into the heart. Somewhat of what's going to be in the future. I know. How is this done? By arousing in the heart, by arousing great pity from above for the divine spark of the neshama that is the person. In other words, since there we don't have this kind of ava that it borders on bittul, that can bring this bittul to the heart, where the heart in its ava can feel the bittul. So the solution, wherever ahava is lacking, the solution is rachamim. You go to compassion. If you arouse great compassion for the neshama, then that could bring the bittul into the heart. What is the great rachmanus? What is the great pity? Ki be'emes kol zman she'ein ha'odom zeche she'yizgal e'er Hashem u'b'chinas esam. Because the truth is that as long as the person is not zeichet, that there should be a revelation of this godliness, of this bittul of chachma into the heart, as long as he doesn't feel the bittul in his heart, to become completely one with God. Bottle to God's oneness from the depth of his heart to the point of kleis hanefesh of expiring, azay beemes yesh rachmanus gdeilo al hanitzut shebenafshe. So as long as the person doesn't have this kind of bittul, it is in fact a great rachmanus on his neshama. Ki hanitzut nimshach mebechinas chachmei lo mamosh, because the godliness of his neshama comes from chachmei lo. From this level of bittul, and when it can't reveal itself, it can't shine and bring its property, its character, which is bittul, into the heart, into the pnimiyus halev, sheshom mokim gili ha'orazu, because that is the place that this needs to be revealed in. So as long as the neshama can't reveal itself and its characteristic of bittul into the heart where it needs to be revealed, then the neshama is in golus. It is repressed. And by arousing this great compassion, this endless pity, infinite pity that God has, yetze mehagolus, so this pity can take the neshama out of its golus v'hashivya and its imprisonment. And it can reveal itself, it can shine into the pnimiyus of the heart. So some of this ahava can be released and the heart can feel it in the pnimiyus halev, as is known that Yaakov redeems Avraham. Avraham is chesed or ahava, and where ahava is imprisoned and in golus, Yaakov comes along and redeems it, and Yaakov is compassion. So where ahava is hard to get to, you first start with compassion, and the compassion releases the ahava.
Umadaze
It is known that any arousal from above depends on an arousal from below. Dehainu aydei seder is rachamim rabim belev, rachmonim v'geim lechasodim, in order to arouse the great compassion, the infinite compassion of God. We have to arouse the compassion of the hearts of those who are described as compassionate and charitable, in other words, in the heart of the Jew, lahashpia lemato, that he should give to those who are beneath him, hashpo gashmi zov chesed, to give physical things, gold and silver. Lochein pu'ulas hatzdoko, hi pu'ulas nachal eisan mamsh, and thereby the giving of tzedakah is literally the revealing of Nachal Eson, because that's how it is revealed. Now, what kind of tzedakah can bring about this revelation, this bittul in the heart? So mudazes, it is known, mashekosuv, ke'ei be'ad'ei, v'chol asher li'ish, yitem ba'ad nafshi. Because a person, when he defends himself, he sacrifices one limb for another. He puts his hand up to protect his head and so on. So, he gives one limb for another, and everything a person has, he gives for his soul. So there are two levels of tzedakah. One is the measured tzedakah, one limb for another, and then there is the endless tzedakah, and that is the tzedakah that a person gives for his soul. He will give everything without reckoning. He will give everything for his soul. And in the Pasuk, it's referring to his soul, meaning his physical life, his life. And here in Tanya, he's referring to his neshama, which is nafshei ha'likis. For the godly soul, he would give tzedakah in order to free the godly soul, to bring to it the divine light, which is the Nahal Eson, the bittul of the Chochma of the Neshama, felt in the Pnimius of the heart. In the Hayem Yem, for the 16th of Kislev, the Rebbe writes that it is a fundamental principle in the teachings of Chassidus that the mind, which by nature rules over the heart, the mind must subordinate the heart to God, to serving God, by using Chochma, Bina, and Das, the three faculties of the mind, in the contemplation of the greatness of the Creator of the universe. And through this understanding, the Chochma, Bina, Das, of God's greatness, it affects the heart, that the heart should serve God, because the heart controls the mind, because the mind controls the heart.